This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Samaya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And, you know, it's a Thursday. It's September. What came out yesterday? The new Summer I Turned Pretty episode. And boy, do we have a lot to say about that one.
Oh, my lord.
I will say it's not as good as the one episode I saw, which was last week's episode. But it's not horrible.
I liked it.
These last two weeks have been better than any other episode they've released.
I agree. I feel like there's a lot happening here.
No, the one with the, like, when he cut himself surfing.
Okay, that was
a good episode.
Good.
And
that
the
was,
peaches.
Yeah,
that was a good episode.
Pretty good.
I have minimal idea of what you're talking about, but I think I know.
Mm-hmm. It was intimate.
Sure. So not for the radio then.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Longing glances and
stuff. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm. You got me thinking something
and
else.
Okay, not that. No, like feeling
like old school yearning.
Yes.
Is that where
Conrad
we're going?
Conrad Fisher, the king of yearning.
Right. Of course. I still don't like him. I don't like Jeremiah either.
Yeah.
Wait, you know, Krishna was talking about this other show, the Yeehaw version. My Secret Life of the... What is it?
It's not My Secret Life with Pets.
It's my secret life with the Walter Boys.
Yes, my life with the Walter Boys.
Okay, it's not a secret. It's not a secret.
I've been thinking My Secret Life of the Walter Boys. So that's something. It's not the same thing.
So My Life with the Walter Boys is on Netflix, and season two just came out.
That's why it's so cringy. Mm.
Yeah,
that's why I don't want to watch it.
Exactly. And it's the U-Haul. Oh my god.
Yeehaw.
It's the Yeehaw. Oh my god, I can't even say it anymore.
It's the Yeehaw version.
Thank
of
you.
The Summer I Turned Pretty. Basically, from my skimming of the episodes, I had to skim season one just so I could see what Krishna was talking about, you know what I mean? So I skimmed season one so that I could watch season two. Safe to say, after I watched season one, I did not want to watch season two, but, you know, I did it for Krishna.
Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, love you too, Krishna. I did want to die, but it's fine. I suffered. I can't do secondhand embarrassment. Like, my facial expression, you can't see it, but just imagine. I was like this.
Oh,
the whole time.
That's why I don't want to watch it. I love you, Krishna, but no.
Not that much.
Guys.
No, okay, listen. My life, My Secret Life of the Walter Boys.
My life.
Yeah. That's the one.
Hey, I want the Summer I Turned Pretty for you, okay? You were the reason why I started
watching
it. Hey,
you're more into it than I am.
I know, I'm glad about that.
But, okay, My Life of the Walter Boys. My life with the... Yeah, that's what I said, bro. Just relax. Is basically... This girl, Jackie, she is, I think, some sort of Spanish? Or she Mexican? Because they celebrate the Day of the Dead.
Spanish.
Mexican. Yeah, but that's...
Oh, that's the language.
I think she's Mexican.
I think she's like...
Based on the minimal knowledge I have.
Yeah, like at least half Mexican because she celebrates the Day of the Dead. I'm up to that episode in season two.
Okay, so you are watching it.
Yes, I skimmed season one and I was like, oh, my laptop needs to be smashed into the floor.
Okay.
But
okay,
I continued.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I don't remember a lot, but I'm here today.
I got you.
But I'm here today to tell you all that this girl, Jackie Howard, very New Yorker, her mom is a fashion designer.
Ooh.
Famous.
I thought her mom was dead. Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah. That's why I said was.
Oh, okay. My bad.
You know, something
I
of that.
I thought you said is.
Well,
I heard is.
Yeah.
That's where I was confused.
Well, good thing it's recorded because we can go back and listen to it. But her mom was... Okay, what I'm trying to say is she was known. She was popular. Her mom's designs are popular. Mm-hmm. Anyway, lo and behold, her entire family dies. Her mom, dad, sister, everybody's dead.
Besides her.
How does that happen?
A plane? Car crash. Okay. Can't remember.
Yeah, something like that.
A crash. And she only has one uncle, which is Richard Howard.
And he is rich.
Yes, he is rich. They make it seem like everyone from New York is rich. I don't really understand where that's coming from. But yeah, I don't know why she doesn't live with him. I might have missed that part. But basically,
He travels a lot.
Oh, right. He travels a lot. Yeah. So she went to her mom's best friend's house, who is... What's her name?
Yeah, Krishna. I don't know. They don't really say her name much, right?
Yeah, okay. But she's the lady from Suits. The redhead lady from Suits.
Oh, yes.
Google it.
She
oh, yeah, please Google it, Emma.
Harvey's wife at the end. Harvey's assistant. Personal assistant.
Yeah, Harvey from Suits, personal assistant.
Why do all the people look so young? Is it Catherine?
Yes, Catherine. Thank you. That's the one. So Catherine Walter was Jackie Howard's mom's best friend. Anyway, family dies. She goes to Jackie. I mean, I'm a lost person. She goes to Catherine's house. She hasn't met Catherine very many times, I don't think. Catherine lives. Catherine and her 500 children.
By the way, none of them are adopted. They're all her children.
Really?
Yeah. Even the.
I thought there was like 12 of them.
Besides the two that are her nephews.
The two Filipino ones.
Besides the two Filipinos, they're all her children.
Okay.
So she has 10 children?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What the hell? That's not real. I'm gonna name them all. Okay. Wait. So, she.
But like one of them is twins. So.
Yeah. So she wasn't pregnant 12 times.
No.
Wait. So she goes to, Jackie goes to Catherine's house. Catherine lives in this town called Silver Falls. Very like small, intimate rodeo.
Colorado.
Town. Huh?
Colorado.
Oh yeah, in Colorado. And so she moves there and everybody's like, what is this New York baddie doing here? Anyway, long story short, Catherine is a vet. They're not super rich, but they're not like dirt poor either. They're just like average, but they're kind of struggling for money. Like they're looking for ways to make more money, but that's not really relevant to the story I'm trying to tell you guys. There are two. Okay, basically the Jeremiah and Conrad of this situation here. The oldest son, Cole Walter, he's like, bad boy. I used to do drugs.
He's the Conrad of the show.
Okay, I have something to say about that. But he's like, I used to drink alcohol and I used to take drugs. And I'm the quarterback of the Bighorns.
Okay, not take drugs.
No, he used to get high all the time.
I think so. Maybe weed. Anyways.
And then a drug.
I take drug.
And he got in a skiing accident and he can't play football anymore.
And football was his whole life. Cause
oh, God, he's insufferable.
Because he's Cole Walter. And he's and he's the team's best quarterback. And every single uni is looking at this guy from Silver Falls High School to be their new college quarterback. So yeah,
care so much about football?
But okay, just listen.
It's like rugby here.
No, it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. It's worse. Whatever it is, it's worse. But he was like the first line quarterback. Anyway, he can't play anymore. He's going through, you know, some anger issues. Mm-hmm. And then there's Alex.
Hi, my name is Alex.
Wait, sorry, I'm trying to role play. Alex is like smaller, cuter.
He's a baby. I was just looking at the photos of the cast. I was like,
wait,
why
he's not a baby anymore. He's not a baby in season two.
Oh, no. Season one, he's a baby. Season two,
he's just a teen, like, trying something. He's like, hey.
He's a bull rider.
He's like, hey, Alex.
He looks like a baby.
Wait, no, freak.
What is this?
No, okay, Emma, put that down. He's like, hey, gross. Jackie. Oh. And then, anyway, she has, which everybody thinks since Alex is younger, he's the Jeremiah of the situation. Sure. I get it, because Cole also kind of looks like Conrad with the hair and the face.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cole looks much better.
He doesn't look like a child. That's...
Cole's. No, no. Okay, listen, listen.
They both look like children.
Basically, Emma, in season one, in season one, Alex and Jackie get together.
Okay.
And then at the wedding of... First of all, Jackie's out here trying to fix everybody. Relax. They're not your passion projects.
Oh.
At the wedding of their oldest brother...
Will?
Yes. Okay. Will the man-child.
Did you, like, memorize the cast?
She No, I was just...
Yeah, I was just looking at it, like, a moment ago.
At the wedding of Will, the biggest man-child on Earth, Alex told Jackie that he loves her.
How old are they?
I don't know, in high school.
So like, it's going to be like 16 or
Yeah, like 16 or something stupid like that.
Oh, God.
Me as I am 16.
Sophomore.
You are not.
Oh, I'm 17. I knew that.
yeah, they're about the same age as us.
That's disgusting.
No, they're younger than us.
Yeah, not anymore. Now they're like 40.
Okay. Huh?
No, just... I can't
She's joking.
Okay.
God forbid.
I don't, haven't seen this show, guys. I don't know.
God forbid a girl uses a hyperbole. So
also, I thought we had a really big time jump, okay?
No, no, no.
It's in the middle of the season,
Yeah, 17 to 40. Later. Yeah. They all have children, and now it's like... No, no. So then, at the end of the season, even though she's with Alex and she's, like, a bit confused, she kisses Cole. Lame loser. And why is it always the girl doing the questionable stuff? Why is the girl the problem?
You're explaining it very, like, suspiciously.
No, I'm just trying to, like, time skip. And then in the second season, blah, 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 everyone's fine now. Alex is hot all of a sudden.
Okay.
He's a bronc rider. Okay, so after season one, I was like, well, I'm going to have to pick Cole. Like, I'm sorry, Alex, but that was too much. That was a little Jeremiah of you.
Yeah.
But now... If you watch it, Alex went to Montana.
He's much more mature.
Yeah,
okay,
but wait.
I'm Googling to
wait.
See
Emma,
if
I have to tell you
baby.
Something.
This is what he looks like in season two.
No, giving you
what the hell?
Emma, okay, I have to tell you something.
To find evidence. Yes.
He over the summer, Alex went to Montana. Mm-hmm. For, like, a horse riding cowboy course or something stupid like that.
Okay.
And he came back, all of a sudden, he's tan, he has a jawline, he, like, yeehaw!
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see, he's, like, hot, toned, and
oh, yes, I see. Okay. Tan. No longer looks like a 12-year-old.
From
That's
an innocent
good.
Looking... sorry.
And from, acting.
Yeah, from an innocent acting looking whatever, he went to, I'm a full jock boy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm cooler than you, yeehaw! anyway, now he's a bronc rider and he thinks he's all that and he dresses like a cowboy, but that's besides the point. That's his whole personality now.
Right.
He's like the quarterback if the quarterback was a cowboy.
Right.
I feel like his trainer,
wrong with his
the girl, she was much better for him. Like, they were just much...
No, I don't like her.
She
annoyed me a little bit.
She treated him much better.
She annoyed me. Anyway. Yeah, so... But he's not, like, insane about the girls and stuff. He is...
Okay.
He is, like, surrounded by girls because he's all of a sudden... He had a glow-up over the summer. Mm-hmm. But he's not, like, speaking to them like that. He's, like, nerding out to them. Like, they were all sitting around him. And he was talking about, like...
Sci-fi.
Yeah, like, a sci-fi book. And then his brother came and he's like, yeah, no wonder they all look so bored. They just want to be around you. They don't care what you're saying. And he's like, no, wait, they do care. And everyone's like, no, they don't.
Oh, poor boy.
But anyway, Cole is a new and reformed man. He's much more relaxed. He's calm. He's nicer to people. He knows how to regulate his emotions. Mm-hmm. He's trying at school now. He did summer school.
Oh.
I can't explain it, but yeah, he's like normal now, I guess.
Okay.
And he can't play football, so he's a coach, but he's obviously really struggling. That was his whole dream, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Jackie's back from being in New York over the summer. Alex was a bit of a douchebag because he was like, can't believe you cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm sorry. He was like, okay.
Oh.
He also had a realization, just like Jeremiah, that I always knew you liked Cole?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, they forget about all that. And now Alex and Jackie are together, but they were keeping it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she has some nice moments with Cole. Now, what I'm going to say here is, I told you all of that just so I could tell you
They are not Conrad and Jeremiah.
Okay.
They're not.
They're quite different.
Mm-hmm. They're very, like, you can't pick one to be Conrad and pick the other to be Jeremiah just because of the younger and older situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're both nice. Like, even though they both suck,
mm-hmm.
They're both nice boys.
They're all likable characters.
Yeah.
That's the difference between that show and
I like
show.
All the characters
really
in the show.
Really annoying, but sure.
The only person I don't like is Nathan, they're one of their younger brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nathan
like
and Nathan's new boyfriend, I don't know what his name is, though.
Because
Nathan... Wait, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But Nathan...
There's too many men. I wouldn't know
but
which
I'll
one
show
it is.
You, I'll show
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the millions
so,
of...
I like Nathan. He's kind of like, you know, like...
Nathan is trying to find himself, but it's
sweet,
getting kind of
like,
annoying.
After
I'm
him
sorry.
Just... Cheating
okay, because Nathan was with Skylar, who was his first boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and then he obviously really liked Skylar, but then mm-hmm. he was getting attention from another dude, and I think this was his first, like, relationship.
Right.
And so he was getting attention from another guy, and he was like, I kind of like this. And he openly, publicly, like, cheated.
Oh.
And so I was like, okay, that's fully your bad. That is fully your
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, fully, fully your bad.
So
he wasn't in the castle, so
oh,
I'm searching
okay.
him up.
Yeah, so... But what I'm trying to say is Alex is not like Jeremiah because Alex is understanding. He's forgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not a man-child. He doesn't complain. He lets go of things. He lets go of
That's
grudges.
Nice.
He's like he's a good person overall. Mm-hmm. He may be a little short, but that's none of my business. You know? And so that's not
short
Jeremiah.
King.
Yeah, short king.
So Nathan is with this new guy in the middle now.
Right, okay.
He is and such ugly...
Don't be mean. They look like they could be siblings. They look like siblings are dating, to be honest. Mm,
interesting.
Okay, so let's skip to the last episode.
Wait, I'm not there yet, dog.
Okay.
Explain Cole.
Oh, okay. So Cole...
In season two.
Cole is much better. Like, he is understanding with his siblings. He takes
mm-hmm.
care of his parents.
Because he's, like, the second oldest.
Right.
And even though... what's her name?
Jackie.
Okay. Even though Jackie is not giving him any...
She's the main character.
Even though Jackie is not giving Cole any attention, Cole mm-hmm. is looking out for her. And
no, she is giving him... Wait, maybe I'm not up to where you're... I'm up to the Halloween episode. She is being...
No, okay, like at the starting. She was not giving him attention. She's trying to avoid him.
She was not giving either of them attention because
yeah.
she's like, bro, if I want to be a part of the Walter household, I can't mm-hmm. I can't be with either of you.
Yeah.
Well, threw all that out of the drain when Alex was like, I still love you.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay.
So Cole and Jackie are now friends
mm-hmm.
and... But have you seen the episode where they're at the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
she was going to spoil the whole thing. Have you seen the episode where everybody dies and Jackie saves everyone?
Okay.
Yes, I've seen it.
So there's an episode where Jackie and Alex are making out on the couch.
Okay, great.
Of Richard's house.
Yes.
Because they're trying to keep it a secret, right?
And
uh-huh.
because Cole and Jackie are now friends, they help each other out. They were going to do college applications
yeah.
together. They were going to help each other.
Obviously, his only plan was to be the college quarterback, but now he can't do that, so Jackie's helping him.
So it's like
oh, okay.
kind of their thing, you know, like to have each other's back.
Oh, that's nice.
Cole walked in on them making out.
And he was like, that should be me.
He felt, okay, no. He felt cheated because Jackie didn't
that's
explain why she
that's
didn't want to be with Cole.
I've only seen
right.
up till there.
And he felt cheated because Jackie should have said that she's with Alex. Like,
right,
it
yeah,
should have been
yeah.
out in the open. Like, it's not new.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after that, you haven't seen
no,
it.
So don't
yeah.
tell it. Don't say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, Cole is a nice, sweet person. Yes, he isn't damaged. But
whoa, whoa, whoa. I wouldn't use the word damaged. I'd say he's gone through stuff. But he's not damaged.
Okay, he's slightly damaged.
Your face, he's slightly damaged. No, he's
no, if
not.
You've seen the first season, you can tell that he's a bit damaged.
Krishna, what is your,
okay. what is your definition of damaged?
Okay, what is your definition of damaged?
No, like, what do you mean? He's okay.
What's your definition of damaged?
No, like, when you're saying damaged, I mean, like, there's something wrong with him forever.
Okay, not that type of damage.
Okay.
Like,
he's being hurt is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like... He's like Conrad. Like, he's had a whole past, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's upset. Like, yeah. he had to throw his only life away.
Yeah. So that's how he got into the alcohol, rage and everything. But, like, season two, he's much reformed. Mm-hmm. He's trying to become a better person for his family and everything.
Yeah. Mm. So what I'm saying is they're both good people and they're both good mm-hmm. to Jackie and they don't really get in each other's way yet mm-hmm. from what I've seen.
Season three's already started filming.
Oh.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is everybody looks so much older because mm-hmm. they had like a 2-year gap between filming, I think.
Right, yeah.
Which is crazy.
But little boy and girl, they grew up fast.
Oh, yeah, the two youngest siblings are like, they started off being like, I don't know, 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that girl is 12.
Damn.
But they look so tall.
Yeah, it was crazy to me, but, you know. But, yeah, that's the difference.
I have to show you that last episode. You're not going to watch it, and you're going to watch it, so I'm not going to show you.
Yeah, you can't show me.
I'll show you the last episode, and I'll show you how their relationship was.
Okay.
It'll be easy to judge just by watching that last episode.
Okay.
I'll show you that one scene.
Wait, I'm going to watch it so that I can speak to you guys about this. But that's really, apart from the excruciating pain and daunting.
Love triangles need to stop.
Yeah, I can't. I'm done. I'm done. This is the last.
Like, the only love triangle I liked was Vampire Diaries.
I was just thinking about that.
Oh, really? I didn't like that either.
That was the only one I liked because there was tension.
I guess. This is the first and last love triangle show I'm watching. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Yeah, I also watched Miraculous Ladybug back in the day.
That was a love triangle?
Oh, my God. This was a whole thing in Intermediate?
That was like a love square, no?
I remember you guys always talking about that in Intermediate.
I had not watched it. And Samaya had this whole...
Okay, it wasn't just me, guys. It wasn't just me.
There was a group of Miraculous fans. There was a group,
and they were like so... in love with Miraculous Ladybug. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is just an animated ladybug superhero type.
Okay, Krishna, these are just fake people.
I still haven't watched it, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, don't watch it.
It's still, that's what it seemed like in Intermediate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I kind of get the vibe because I watched the K-pop thing.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, so I kind of get the gist.
That is not the same
thing.
What
does that have to do with Miraculous Ladybug?
I'm saying, like, I get the gist of watching, like, cartoon.
Right.
Like, before, I did not like animated. Like, I had no idea what, you know? It didn't seem as real to me.
Mm.
But then some people forced me to watch K-pop Demon Hunters, and I was like...
Did you like it?
It was all right.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, and I tried to.
You should.
And
it was nice. It was nice.
No, I almost had a stroke.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It's too much for me. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
But, like, after watching Demon Hunters, I was, like, on my toes for a few of the scenes. So I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, like, you understood the vibe.
Yeah.
No, I saw this TikTok. This is not my own opinion, but I laughed. I saw this TikTok that was like, hey, this is a message to, like, Isabel Conklin? Yeah, sure, that's the one. And this guy was like, I just stayed on a beach for a week, and I realized that I would also let two brothers do whatever they wanted with my feelings just to stay here for free forever.
Yeah, and I was like, I think that's what she was really mourning, leaving the beach house forever.
Yeah. And so he was like,
to live in that beach house.
So the guy was like, I'm sorry, Belly, for ever judging you. Peace and love. Hope you get back together soon. And I was like,
that's so funny.
Well, yeah.
It's like the people that were like talking about, like, you know, in like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, like the Narnia movies, how like Edmund sells out his family for Turkish delight. I should stop touching that. But he like sells out his family for Turkish delight. And everybody was like, why would you do that? And then someone like ate Turkish delight for the first time. And I was like, oh, I get it.
I would sell my family too. Don't worry. Like,
is it just me or is it that Jeremiah now doesn't have a home, so he thinks that beach house is just his now? Is it just me or...
There's something... Because he made it
seem like when Conrad came in, like, this is not your house, get out.
That is so mean.
I know, like, Conrad's the older brother, so, and like legally, I think it goes to him.
It's their family home, but Jeremiah made it seem like, it's my house, get out.
That is disgusting. I hate you, Jeremiah. But, you know.
I hate Jeremiah so much.
Actually...
You know, he kicked Laurel out.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole thing, like, Laurel came to check up on him. Yeah. She was really worried, and he was like, you're not my mom. Like, oh,
and then
leave
he
me
slammed
alone.
The door on her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
where I was like, oh, my God, okay. Mm.
That's horrible.
If you're in front of me, you'd be... Mm.
You'd be gone. You'd actually be gone. You know what? I'm going to search up Jeremiah hate TikTok because I want to see... I want people to analyze, like, why he is like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
You know, they're
it's
getting
the inferiority complex.
They're getting exactly. actual hate in real life just
I know,
because of the
that's,
characters.
That's
yeah.
mean.
Yeah.
yeah.
You need to separate. As
you
much
need to
as
separate
I hate,
the actors from the yeah. characters.
As much as I hate... What's the guy's name? Gavin?
Gavin Casaline?
Casalagano or something?
Mm. As much as I hate Jeremiah, I never say I hate Gavin because I don't know that man.
Gavin in real life, he looks real sweet with his wife.
Yeah, like, he's married, bro.
I don't know who this man is, leave so why would I be saying anything, you know
he's
what I mean?
He's just doing his job. He's getting paid to be a man-child.
And really good
one.
Pay for three yeah. seasons.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. That's what it is.
Exactly. Let that man live his life. Goodness yeah. me. But you know what? We'll meet again when the next episode comes out.
Oh, my God, I
There's
can't...
only two left.
This, oh, God.
This is such a painful month of... The summer I turn pro, I can't. Like, I dread Wednesdays just because of this.
And she still watches it by choice. So that's really cool. So, well, wow, I'm hilarious. We'll catch you right back here with new updates on The Summer I Turn Pretty. This is Samaya,
Emma,
and Krishna.
Over and out. I was reading tweets about Jeremiah being a man child. I got shocked.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.